I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today, and Sanjay Gupta is the Eli and Edith L. Broad Dean of the Eli Broad College of Business at Michigan State University. He joined the Broad College in 2007 as the Russell E. Palmer Endowed Professor of Accounting and Chair of the Department of Accounting and Information Systems, and it's great to welcome him back to MSU Today. Sanjay, welcome.
Russ, it's always very good to be with you. Thank you for having me here.
So the Eli Broad College of Business here at MSU will pilot an admissions initiative to attract dynamic candidates with professional experience. For the first time, starting with the class of 2021, Broad full-time MBA admissions will review and accept a select number of candidates without a standardized test score. Sanjay, why did the Broad College decide to reshape its MBA admissions?
You know, excellent question, and we have thought long and hard about this. The overall trend of applications to MBA programs domestically has been declining steadily over the last two decades. And we are at a point now where people are having a hard time thinking about the value of the MBA. It is indeed the case that the traditional applicants to an MBA program, that has become a much smaller pool. But there are many others who are interested in the MBA. And they have this diversity of professional experiences, but they just have been out of school for a long time or do not have the time to prepare for a standardized test. And as a result, they shy away from even taking the test, let alone trying to actually do well on it. So what we found was there is this large group of potential pool of students out there who are interested in getting an MBA, but are just never going to do it if we stick to the traditional criteria that is heavily emphasizing standardized test scores.
And is the curriculum itself changing, or how is it evolving?
That too is changing. So we are in the midst of what people call the fourth industrial revolution. And that is characterized by this heavy emphasis around technology, around creativity and innovation, around all sorts of business models changing fundamentally. Many call it the new economy. And what we are trying to do from a curriculum standpoint is make sure that we are preparing our students to be successful in the new economy. So that's the overall thrust, and we are trying to make sure that that is pervasive. And it is embedded throughout our curriculum, not just, you know, one course on, quote unquote, the new economy.
So what are some of the new initiatives at the Broad College?
For example, we created a series of experiential learning opportunities for the students throughout the 2 years. There are four of these opportunities. We call them Extreme Green. You know, it's a salutation to our Spartan green and white. The Extreme Greens are centered around all of the students having a deep, immersive experience around certain key attributes that make for success in the new economy. So whether it is around creativity and innovation, as I was talking about, that defines the new economy, we will provide them with experiences that allows them to understand what does it mean to be creative? How does one think about innovation or even innovating something that has been going on for a long time? That's one example. We have got others. So it's a series of four of these experiences that we call Extreme Greens that every single MBA student goes through during their program.
Construction is underway, Sanjay, for the Broad Pavilion. Tell listeners what that is and why that's important.
The Broad Pavilion is one of the missing pieces that we have had for a long time, and that is a facility that speaks to the needs of how teaching and learning takes place today. So we talked about the new economy, and clearly that there is a content piece to it, but there is also a pedagogical piece that is extremely important. And if that is not present, then the content doesn't come alive. What this Broad Pavilion is all about is creating a facility that is focused exclusively on teaching and learning, but it creates an environment where collaboration, where networking, where technology, all of those things can come together in a really nice way. So it is new classrooms that are structured in ways that are flexible, team rooms, collaborative spaces, student lounges, and all of that aided with technology so that takes care of all of the teaching pieces. And then all of the student support services are also focused and centered in one place. It will become a tremendous home for our students, but also a great welcoming place for our external stakeholders, such as our employers, our alumni, our guests that we bring in to make sure that the students get a great learning experience.
Sanjay Gupta is my guest on MSU today. He's the dean of the Broad College of Business at MSU. Sanjay, I'm curious how you think business schools and the students have evolved and changed over the years.
Perhaps, Russ, I'll answer the question in the following way, and that is the expectations of business schools have changed a lot and are changing even more so as we enter this new world order, the fourth industrial revolution, if you will. There was a point in time where it was sufficient for us to think about training the students to have deep technical skills. We morphed from that into another era where people started talking about soft skills as being also a prerequisite before they enter the workforce. So technical skills became a given, and soft skills were expected if they were going to be able to differentiate themselves. And so the better programs, and the Broad College certainly followed suit, and we really focused on what these soft skills are and make sure that that was embedded in our program as well. Now, though, with the new economy, those soft skills are also not enough, and we really are talking about yet another layer of skills. And I talked about creativity and innovation, for example, or entrepreneurial skills, or skills that focus on developing a sense of empathy around social impact. These are things that, you know, we didn't necessarily have to think about as part of the curricular experience, but we are now doing that. And then tie all of that together with this whole world around diversity and inclusion and our conversations around that. That has become so essential for people to be successful in the workplace that we need to embed that in their curricular experience here itself. And then, of course, with all of the travails that businesses have had around ethics and integrity, we now are making that a central focus of everything that we are doing as well. So how do you wrap technical, soft skills, new economy skills, and all of these things around diversity, inclusion, and ethics and integrity into the curricular experience that is the new business model or the future of business education, if you will?
A full and robust skill set students need to hone these days.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed.
And Sanjay, similar question. I mean, as we move forward, what do you see? And I know we could have a 3-day conference on this probably, but some of the challenges and the opportunities, not only for the Broad College, but B schools in general as we move forward.
You know, the biggest challenges are how do you reconcile the limited amount of time for which you have the students with you, the cost and the money associated with going through that experience, and then having the responsibility of covering this whole waterfront of technical skills, soft skills, new economy skills, and all of these other areas of growing importance. How do you all bring that all together? And then think about it from the perspective of the faculty and staff. What is the skill set they need in order to be able to make sure that this kind of a business education and the student experience is actually coming through? So the challenge for us is we are no longer now looking for faculty with the kinds of skills that we typically look for or the kinds of skills that they get trained for in doctoral programs. But instead, there is now a whole new set of skills, a new set of attributes that we need to be able to bring in. That's a big challenge for us. How do we source that talent that is going to be helpful for us to make sure that we do what's right by the students?
And the Broad College will no doubt be a leader in all of that. But Sanjay, summarize then for our listeners, what would you like them to know about the Broad College?
You know, this is a very exciting time for the Broad College, and I'll summarize in the following way. We are one of the largest business schools in the country. If you look at the undergraduate side, we've got over 6,500 undergraduate students. That includes business preference students coming in as freshmen. We have over 1,200 graduate students. That makes us, you know, one of the largest business schools, almost as big as some of the universities around the country. Yet our undergraduate program is ranked in the top 25 overall. Our MBA program is ranked among the top 20 among public universities in all of the major MBA program rankings. To have this perceptions about quality, to be able to deliver year in and year out on this high level of excellence, along with serving as many students as we do, that to me is the heart and soul of the Broad College. That's the key strength. And we take pride in the fact that we provide access and yet are really focused around quality and excellence.
Sanjay, thank you so much for joining me on MSU today.
Oh, it's a great pleasure to be here, Russ. As always, thank you for having me.
Sanjay Gupta is the Dean of MSU's Broad College of Business, and much more online about what we've talked about simply at broad.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.